I'm John Osier with a well-rested edition of the Ozone Mailbag. And Thad from Palm Coast, Florida writes, I don't get it, John. The Jaguars are 0-8 and going nowhere. Gabbert and Henny aren't the answer. Why not give Ricky Stanzi or Matt Scott a chance? Well, the coach's job is to play the players who give the team the best chance to win. They see these guys every day in practice. Right now, Chad Henne is the player the coaches believe gives them the best chance to win. As for Stanzi and Scott, I wouldn't expect to see either in the starting lineup in the next month or so. Riley from Edmonton, California writes, you inspire me. Keep up the great work, John. Shut up. Josh from Baton Rouge, Louisiana writes, Ozone, you keep saying the Jaguars are getting better. What makes you say that? Well, I didn't say that the last 2 weeks before the bye because it wasn't true. The Jaguars overall improved the first 6 weeks, then didn't play well the last two. Getting better is what Gus Bradley talks about, and it's what he will continue to talk about. The team needs to get back to doing that coming out of the bye. Now, Andrew from Phoenix writes, a lot of Halloween candy in your house right now. You're struggling with that, aren't you? Nope. Now, Andrew from Phoenix writes, those little fun-sized 100 grand bars, they're a real issue for you, aren't they? Yeah. Gene from Chicago writes, what's the biggest thing the Jaguars need to do to improve? Well, they need to improve in a lot of areas. But if you had to pick one thing that can improve, it's tackling. That fell off before the bye, and if it improves after the bye, the defense can at least get back to what it was the first month of the season. The defense played well enough in that first month to keep a competitive offense in the game. That stopped in the last few weeks. Now, Fred from Chicago writes, take me through J.P. Shadrick's bye weekend. Now, Lauren from Fort Myers, Florida writes, Justin Blackmon suspended for the season. How did the Jaguars overcome this? Well, a couple of answers. One is players like Cecil Shorts, and particularly Mike Brown, Ace Sanders, Stephen Burton, they've got to step up. This is opportunity, and in pro sports, players are paid to perform. The second answer is it's going to be tough. The Jaguars are a better offense with Blackmon than without, and his absence will be felt. Randy from Jacksonville writes, the Jaguars' bye came on Florida-Georgia week. Unusual. Did this make for a memorable bye, Ozone? Well, even at 0-8, byes are awesome. And my 2013 version did have an Ozonian feel. Rest, relaxation, and my never-ending quest for redemption, all with a Florida-Georgia flail. It was, in one sense, a typical bye at the bank. Dark doors, empty halls, and 4 p.m. parking lot dashes. Outta here! As for Ozone, bye week Wednesday passed as work days often do. Strolling the bank's upper reaches, seeking my private stall, and just plain rethinking things. Then, in the distance, I saw it. RV City. The annual Florida-Georgia gathering of folks whiling away work days with high-end grills and low-end lawn furniture, all while telling their bosses they're tending to personal issues. Shadrick sighting. And really, that last line, the Shadrick sighting, that was probably the high point of this mailbag finale. We went to RV City and got pictures. Ozone doing this and this and, yeah, this. But the going was tough. People expect excellence from the mailbag finale. Ozone's about more than cheap laughs. He's a teacher of life lessons. Try as I might, this week none. In the end, the pictures of these three guys who had no idea who I was, they went to waste. Though we did experience the thrill of overcoming adversity and the spiritual journey only traveled through true human connection. So was my bye week memorable? Well, perhaps. But if it wasn't all I wanted, fear not, Ozonians. Because when you work at the bank, life lessons and maybe even a chance for redemption, well, they're never very far away.